Change tracking in Entity Framework is a great feature that allows you to retrieve some entities from a SQL Server, have them in memory, in not the client side, on the application server, whatever is the client. And then if you modify that record, then Entity Framework is able to track all the changes. And then you can call save or save async on the DB context, and the DB context automatically identifies which objects were changed because of this tracking, and then it is able to automatically generate the insert or update or delete statements and just commit those changes to a database and like calculate and generate those scripts to do so without you to have the need to do it manually. Now, obviously, there is some overhead for tracking. So whenever you are retrieving tables or records from tables and you plan to use those records just in the read-only manner, I recommend to use a snow tracking method, which will disable tracking on that specific table or a DB set. And then even if you change the data there, it's not being tracked. And when you call save or save async, this table or those entities that were changed will pretty much be ignored because they weren't tracked. So it's definitely good to know about this because of the performance optimization.